KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 58 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be mostly sunny today, a high of 82. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa News, deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office arrested a man early this morning on a drug charge. 27-year-old Jason Rolf Ahearns of Red Oak was arrested at around 2:15 a.m. on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. Ahearns was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 cash bond. And at around 8 p.m. Monday, Red Oak police arrested 54-year-old Tony Joe Christensen of Red Oak on a charge of public intoxication. Christensen was later released on $300 bond. An investigation into a previously announced case of felony child endangerment in Montgomery County has resulted in additional charges against one of the suspects. Sheriff's officials say 27-year-old Christopher Edward Wayne Davies of Red Oak was charged Monday with sexual abuse in the second degree, a Class B felony. Davies, who was already being held on $50,000 bond for two counts of child endangerment causing serious injury, is now being held on an additional $25,000 cash bond. 23-year-old Jocelyn Nicole Davies of Red Oak was also charged with two counts of child endangerment causing serious injury. The pair were arrested following an incident that allegedly took place July 14th in Red Oak. Jocelyn Davies was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $50,000 bond on two counts of child endangerment with serious injury. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports that Anita Mann was arrested last week on a sex abuse charge. 47-year-old Stacy John Pitzenbarger, who was listed as having residential records in Greenfield but most recently in Anita, was arrested last Wednesday afternoon on a charge of sexual abuse in the third degree. Pitzenbarger was later released on $10,000 bond. Vandewater said also an Adair man, 21-year-old Joshua Anthony Walker, was cited Saturday evening by Adair police for public intoxication, interference with official acts, disorderly conduct, and simple domestic abuse assault. Man was later released from custody on those citations. And deputies in Adair County arrested 24-year-old Zachary Daniel Ayers of Des Moines last Thursday. He was taken into custody following a traffic stop on Interstate 80. Ayers faces charges that include possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, operating a motor vehicle without registration, failure to have a valid license, failure to provide proof of insurance, and was being held in the Adair County Jail on bond with a preliminary hearing set for August the 6th. Deputies in Cass County arrested an Anita man late Sunday night following a domestic disturbance in Anita. 25-year-old Brandon Michael Luke was taken into custody at around 10:50 p.m. and charged with arson in the first degree, possession of methamphetamine, third or subsequent offense, child endangerment, domestic abuse assault, false imprisonment, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Luke was brought to the Cass County Jail and remains held on $30,000 bond. Also arrested Sunday was 27-year-old Michael Patrick McKibben of Lewis, who was taken into custody on a Ringgold County warrant. McKibben was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released to Ringgold County authorities. And on July 16th, 22-year-old Joseph Andrew Reisberg of Audubon was arrested in Cass County on a district court warrant for failure to appear to serve sentence. Reisberg was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he remains held until the remainder of his sentence is served. Police in Glenwood arrested a Montgomery County woman Saturday on drug and theft charges. 49-year-old Stephanie Heitschu of Villisca was charged with theft in the fourth degree and possession of a controlled substance. She was also wanted on a Montgomery County warrant for theft in the fifth degree. Her bond was set at $2,300 altogether. Also arrested Saturday was 34-year-old John Adams of Glenwood, who was charged with driving under suspension. His bond was set at $300 cash. And Glenwood police arrested two people on Sunday, including 37-year-old Stephen DeMoro of Gretna, Nebraska, for OWI first offense and child endangerment. And 26-year-old Seth Peters of Glenwood was arrested for domestic abuse assault. In the funeral announcements, Juanita Paulson, age 73, of Coon Rapids, died Friday. Funeral services for Juanita Paulson will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Albert Schnackel, age 97, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Albert Schnackel will be today at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Doris DeWitt, age 91, of Atlantic and formerly of Griswold, died Sunday. Funeral services for Doris DeWitt will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Grant United Methodist Church in Grant. Dune Funeral Home of Griswold has arrangements. Larry Staines, age 73, of Arnold's Park, died Friday in Johnston. A memorial visitation for Larry Staines will be held from 1 until 4 p.m. on Friday with a brief service at Turner Jeunesse Funeral Home in Spirit Lake. Roscoe Kenworthy, age 95, died Tuesday. A memorial service for Roscoe Kenworthy will be Friday at 3 o'clock at the Country Club Christian Church Chapel in Kansas City, Missouri. Carl Knuter, age 74, of Wyota, died Friday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Carl Knuter will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Troy Shano, age 47, who's formerly of Oakland, died Saturday in Minnesota. Funeral services for Troy Shano are pending at the Reekin Beath Funeral Home in Oakland. And Bob Snell, age 72, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Funeral services for Bob Snell are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.